Missouri Net News is presented by Most, Missouri's 529 College Savings Plan. Visit most529plan.com to learn more.
Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. St. Louis police are looking for a man believed to have shot his 8-month-old son to death this afternoon and who is thought to have his two other young sons with him. Police say the baby's mother got out of a car and was holding the baby when Deanna Crockett fired a shot that hit the baby. He later died at a hospital. Authorities are looking for Crockett's black Hyundai Sonata. He has his 3-year-old and 2-year-old sons with him. Find more information on this story at MissouriNet.com. A Missouri trade delegation led by Governor Nixon will go to Cuba next week. Nixon spokesman Scott Holstey says it will partly be a follow-up to a trade mission to Cuba last year led by First Lady George Ann Nixon.
One of the things the governor is going to do when he's in Havana is to meet with officials from the U.S. Embassy to receive a briefing on progress that has been made toward expanding trade between our two nations and obviously especially in the area of exports to Cuba.
Holstey says a major focus of the mission will be agricultural exports, particularly rice. State Auditor Nicole Galloway says a recent audit found that the Small Business Regulatory Fairness Board has some serious internal problems.
We found that the board had inadequate staffing and inadequate support from the Department of Economic Development. We also found that the board had long-term vacancies, or some of the board members had lapsed terms.
Galloway says the board is not gathering input from small businesses or issuing evaluations about how proposed regulations could affect them and providing that information to state agencies like they should. A state appeals court will hear tomorrow the arguments of a liberal advocacy group that sued the state Senate for barring it from recording some hearings. Progress Missouri says the Senate shouldn't be able to prevent anyone from recording hearings because of Missouri's open records and meetings law. The state has argued that as a branch of government independent of the courts, the Senate's rules supersede the Sunshine Law. A St. Louis area woman has been killed in an apparent carjacking, and police say her baby was tossed out of her car. 21-year-old Brandy Hill was in a stopped vehicle at an intersection when two men demanded her car keys, shot her, and dragged Hill's friend out through a car window. The baby was not injured. A Columbia man is accused of attacking several workers at the Boone County Jail. 43-year-old Glenn Lewis allegedly punched a few officers, spit on one, and hit a female employee in the face with a heavy plastic food tray last night. Find more news, weather, and sports at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net News.